William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Other Miss Bridgerton by Julia Quinn. Performed by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. Early Summer, 1786. For a young woman who had grown up on an island, in Somerset to be precise, Poppy Bridgerton had spent remarkably little time at the coast. She was not unfamiliar with water. There was a lake near her family's home, and Poppy's parents had insisted that all their children learn to swim. Or perhaps more accurately, they had insisted that all their sons learn to swim. Poppy, the sole daughter of the bunch, took umbrage at the notion that she would be the only Bridgerton to die in a shipwreck, and said as much to her parents, in precisely those words, just before she marched alongside her four brothers to the water's edge and hurled herself in. She'd learned faster than 3 out of 4 of her brothers. It wasn't fair to compare her to the eldest. Of course he'd catch on more quickly, and to this day she was, in her opinion, the strongest swimmer in the family. That she might have achieved this goal as much out of spite as natural ability was irrelevant. It was important to learn how to swim. She would have done so even if her parents hadn't originally told her to wait patiently on the grass.